Well, good evening. Thank you for being here this evening. If you will take your Bibles, open up to the Gospel of John chapter 7. We're going to be reading some verses there. Have you ever perhaps known someone who thought they were an authority on everything? Have you actually ever known anyone who thought that they were the brightest light bulb in the room? You know, Over the years, I have always tried to reinforce to others to simply say, I don't know, than to try to make something up. Because it is easier to simply say, I don't know, but I'll find out, and give a right answer, than to give an answer that you really don't know if it's true or not, and then have to go back and retract it because you found out that it was untrue. Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 11, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. We need to be careful when we speak, when we teach, to make sure that we are following the Word of God and not something that we think is the right answer. So this evening, the lesson is intended to serve perhaps as a warning to us to follow Jesus and to seek out authoritative answers to questions. Now, the background that we have there in John chapter 7, verse 45 through 52. The Pharisees and the Sadducees and those who thought they were in the know were seeking to kill Jesus. In John chapter 7, verse 1, John writes, after these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in the jewelry, because the Jews sought to kill him. Now, I don't know about you. I mean, I'd kind of like to be what Jesus done here. And if I knew that somebody was out to kill me, I think I'd go in a different direction. You know, I can remember back in middle school, not really so much in high school, but grade school and middle school, if somebody had been picking on me and causing all kinds of issues in my childhood life, when that school bell rang, I was out that door and gone. Because I didn't want this person who was doing the bullying to find me. But Jesus, even though they were seeking to kill him, he secretly went up to Jerusalem during the Feast of Tabernacles, John chapter 7 and verse 2. Now the Jews' Feast of Tabernacles was at hand. Even though they were seeking to kill him, he still went to Jerusalem. And then we read in verse 10, but when his brethren were gone up, then went he also up to the feast, not openly, but as it were in secret. Now I imagine that during the Feast of the Tabernacles, there were many, many people. And Jesus himself could get in the crowd and not be noticed, perhaps, and go to where he wanted to go without any issues. And while he was in Jerusalem, Jesus went to the temple and taught. John chapter 7 and verse 14. And about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the people were confused, some believing and some questioning. If you have your Bibles, please open up to John chapter 7. I'm going to start reading in verse 40 through 42. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, "Of a truth, this is the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But some said, "Shall Christ come out of Galilee? Hath not the Scripture said, the Christ cometh of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem where David was?" Now we all know that Christ was born in Bethlehem. We all know that the Messiah came out of Bethlehem. And these individuals, they should have known if they had simply read and believed what they read, they too would have known. But yet they were so stuck on the fact that he come out of Galilee. That is, this cannot be the Christ because that's not where he's supposed to come from. Now this is the background that kind of sets the stage for the events that really followed. Now again, your Bibles, chapter 7, let's read verses 45 and 46. "Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto them, Why have you not brought him? The officers answered, Never man spake like this man." You know, the Pharisees, they had sent these officers to go and arrest Jesus. Now, I'm assuming from what we're reading here that they understood that he was in Jerusalem, he was in the temple, and he was teaching, and some of the people were confused, some of the people believed. So they sent these officers there to arrest him and bring him before them. John 7, verse 32. "The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him, and the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him." The Pharisees wanted so bad to end Jesus and his teaching. But the problem was, Jesus spoke so authoritatively that the officers couldn't arrest him. They had to think about the possibility of arresting the Christ. You know, it wasn't his oratory skills that impressed these officers. If you look at John chapter 7, verse 16 and 17, Jesus answered them and said, "My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself." Jesus said, "Read, study, understand. Am I speaking about myself, or am I speaking what I have been given to speak by God?" You know, again, it was not his oratory skills, but it was his appeal to the Scriptures. It wasn't his use of big words that were hard to understand. You know, many times preachers and teachers will use big, you know, expensive words to try to impress the crowd. "Oh, look at what I know. I'm using these words that you little men don't understand. Look how smart I am." That wasn't Jesus. Jesus used the words of the Scripture. And that's why they say that he spoke with authority. Now, when this took place, when the officers come back and did not have Jesus in tow in handcuffs and shackles, They got angry. Look at John chapter 7. I'm going to start reading again in verse 47 through 52. Verse 47. Then answered them the Pharisees, "Are you also deceived?" Now, these officers were probably a little afraid to go back to the Pharisees and the chief priests and all of the others that were there because they didn't do what they were commanded to do. But yet they did go back, and when they went there and they got there and they did not have Jesus bound, they answered them, you know, the Pharisees, "Are you also deceived? Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed on him?" You know, we're too smart to believe on that man. You know, we're the lawgivers. We know. You don't. But this people who knoweth not the law are cursed. Nicodemus said unto them, he that came to Jesus by night, being one of them, "Doth our law judge any man before he hear him and know what he doeth?" They answered and said unto him, "Art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet." Again, they asked the officers, "Are you also deceived?" Verse 47, then answered them the Pharisees, "Are you also deceived, led astray? You know, we sent you there to do a job, and you cannot do the simple job of bringing this man to us so we can put an end to him and his teaching." Then we can read in 7, verse 49, "But this people who knoweth not the law are cursed." Now, it's like saying today, "Well, you're crazy. You're insane." Do you know that there are a lot of people in the world today who truly do believe that we as Christians, we who believe in a eternal God, a creator, and a Messiah, that we need professional help, that we are truly insane? You know, these Pharisees and the chief priest and all of these people that were there that were demanding Jesus to be brought to them truly did believe that the people that listened to him were crazy. And we need to stop him because he's stirring everybody up. But you know what? They reveal their own arrogance and their own ignorance. John 7, verse 48. "Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed on him?" And they asked the question, or made the statement, I should say, in chapter 7, verse 52. They answered and said unto him, unto Nicodemus, "Art thou also of Galilee?" You know, I can just imagine what they're really saying. Is, "Nicodemus, you better be watching out what you're saying, because we're about to put the hammer down. Art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet." That shows their arrogance and their ignorance. Because if they themselves, if all of those that were there and wanting Christ brought to them, if they had searched, if they had truly searched And you know, I truly do believe that they knew that there was prophets that come out of the region of Galilee, but they were on a mission. They thought that they were the smartest ones in the room. That all the little peons, you know, we have to control them. We have to give them the information that we see fit that they need. If they had searched, they would have discovered several things. 2 Kings chapter 14 and verse 25. Y'all can write this down and read them at home. But this talks about Jonah. And guess where Jonah was from? Then Nahum, chapter 1 and verse 1. Guess where he was from? And what about Elijah? 1 Kings 17 and verse 1. Micah. Micah chapter 1 and verse 1. If they had searched the scriptures, just like they asked Nicodemus, they would have known these things. But yet, no, they didn't want to know that. Because as I said, they were on a mission. They wanted to stop Jesus. Because they thought, hey, if we allow that man to continue, then he is threatening our status, our power. And we cannot allow that. But you know Nicodemus, he was apologetic. Look at John in your Bibles, John chapter 7, starting in verse 50. Nicodemus saith unto them, he that came to Jesus by night, being one of them, doth our law judge any man before it hear him and know what he do? They knew what the law was, but it didn't matter. They wanted Christ silenced, and they would break every law that they had to in order to do that. Their law perfectly stated that they could not condemn a man, as it says right here. Doth our law judge any man before it hears him? But yet they were wanting to do that. They were wanting to judge and condemn Christ before they even had a chance to speak with him. And even when they did, they wouldn't believe him. And then verse 53, and every man went unto his own house. Nicodemus stood up for Jesus at the risk of being belittled among his peers. He even stood up for Jesus at the risk of possibly even being kicked out of the synagogue. But he stood up. And I truly do believe that's why every man went into his own house. Because Nicodemus caught him in the act. And they didn't like it. We must never back down or shy away for standing for what is right. We should stand amazed. We should stand amazed for the Jesus of the Nazarene. I want us to be amazed by Jesus, and because of that, to stand up in defense of him in an unbelieving world. You know, when we stand up for truth, when we stand up for Christ, when we stand up for believing in God the Creator, there are going to be those, just like those who are trying to silence Jesus, that's going to call us crazy. That they're going to label us. We're going to have some phobia that nobody's ever heard of, but yet it sounds good. Let us stand firm. Let us always stand on the truth. Let us stand for Jesus. So this evening, if you're here and you're in need of prayer, would you come as we stand and sing the song of invitation?